This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're getting down to the wire with the Supreme Court this term. Among the major cases still pending with the justices is King versus Burwell, the latest challenge to the Affordable Care Act. At issue are the health care subsidies that some people get from the federal government if they live in states that didn't set up their own exchanges. There is potentially a whole boatload of political and economic angst going to happen when that decision comes down, or maybe there won't be. It depends on which way the decision goes, right? But either way it does go, entrepreneurs are betting that healthcare exchanges are still ripe for a little bit of disruption. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
I've left stuffy Washington and headed out to a technology park in Reston, Virginia. It's nice to hear birds singing for a change. I'm here to see Sanjay Singh.
Hey, Sanjay.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Singh is CEO and co-founder of HCentive, a tech startup that supplies the software for state healthcare exchanges. HCentive helped Kentucky and New York set up their exchanges, two of the more glitch-free state marketplaces. Singh is a political junkie and a techie. He got immersed in hearings on the Affordable Care Act and read through the nearly 1,000-page bill, the first bill he ever read.
There shall be appropriated to the secretary out of any monies in the treasury.
Singh made a bet, establishing HCentive before the Affordable Care Act even became law. Now he's making another bet. If the Supreme Court rules that people in states using the federal exchanges to buy their insurance aren't eligible for subsidies, he'll be ready with what he's calling an exchange in a box, a ready-made answer for states that suddenly need to build their own marketplaces.
Many times you can take what has been already built, package it in a way that a state can use it almost out of the box.
HCentive says its exchange in a box can be up and running in under 6 months. Singh says there wouldn't be any big upfront down payment. States could pay HCentive a percentage of the fee they charge to insurers. There is one big unknown for Singh: politics. David K. Jones is an assistant professor at the Boston University School of Public Health. He says 26 state legislatures won't even be in session this summer.
Kind of what? How will a state even decide it wants to do an exchange in the box? How will they get the legislation passed? Will it require a governor being brave enough to do an executive order?
It's hard to tell how governors in red states that now rely on the federal exchange would react. Some campaigned hard against the Affordable Care Act and government involvement in health care. But Singh thinks they may be more open to a private sector solution, like his exchange in a box. Joel Aereo says Singh may be on to something. Aereo was the first director of the federal exchange. Now he's managing director at Manat Health Solutions.
If I'm a governor in one of the red states, I'm going to be concerned about making some kind of arrangement with the federal government to basically run my exchange. But I'm going to be more open to a private company.
So Sanjay Singh, the political junkie, could bridge a political divide and make a profit in the process.
An American health benefit exchange.
In Reston, Virginia, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.